With only a week between Tuesday's New Hampshire primary and next week's showdown in South Carolina, the candidates might find just the right tone, or primal scream, if you please, in two states that are different in so many ways, from weather to demographics. Bill Moore teaches political science at the College of Charleston in South Carolina and joins us from the ARP studios in Charleston. Mr. Moore, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Mr. Moore, from your particular vantage point, are there things a candidate might say to put himself across in New Hampshire that might not play so favorably in South Carolina?
Well, generally speaking, South Carolina is a conservative state, and within the Democratic Party, I think you see a significant percentage of individuals who also would fall in that category, especially when you start talking about religious conservatives, evangelical Christians. A large percentage of those are African American, and about half of the voters in the South Carolina primary could be African American. So some of the issues, the cultural issues in particular, are ones where you could find some differences between South Carolina and New Hampshire.
What issues are some South Carolinians interested in that maybe haven't gotten a lot of focus and attention in the campaign so far?
Well, I think after Iowa, the candidates in the Democratic Party realized the key issues are linked to the economy and jobs. And if you look at South Carolina in the last 3 years, there's been an absolute decline in jobs in the state of South Carolina, especially in the manufacturing sector. This is the first time this has occurred in this state since the Great Depression, as far as 3 years in a row of job decline. So the major issues would be linked to the economy, jobs, and specifically health care.
There's been an expectation for months that the Reverend Sharpton will be a factor in South Carolina, could perhaps even win the primary. What's your impression of his campaign there now?
Well, Al Sharpton has virtually lived in South Carolina during the primary election season. He's spoken at a number of black churches. He spoke at a Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Columbia. He is certainly looking at South Carolina as a state where he will appear on the radar screen. He may get, let's say, 20% of the African-American vote. I don't think he's going to win the primary, but if he's playing a row, is going to be a row of spoiler, taking votes away from the candidates who are most likely to win.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Edwards likes to point out, of course, that he was actually born in South Carolina. Is that going to count for anything?
I think it plays a role, a combination of him having been born here, living in the neighboring state of North Carolina. In addition to that, he has run very effective commercials in this state, commercials emphasizing that he was born in Seneca, South Carolina. His parents were mill workers. He worked in the mill during the summer. Has one commercial picture of the small house in which he grew up in. You have seen that type of emphasis and his presence, and there's no doubt a Southern candidate, born and bred, and one in South Carolina in particular, has a type of advantage.
Mr. Moore, what's your feel for the race at this point? Do you sense anything going on, any shifts in opinion?
It's a little bit difficult at this stage. Obviously, you don't have Gebhardt in, and that takes one factor out of the equation. Lieberman has not gotten that much support, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Lieberman actually drop out of the race after New Hampshire and not really enter into the equation in terms of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the keys will be what happens in New Hampshire, and that in particular will play into the role that Wesley Clark plays relative to John Edwards. And I think that's one of the main ones to be watching there. Howard Dean, his support has generally been amongst white liberals. And he could be further hurt if he does poorly, and you could see more liberal whites possibly looking to John Kerry.
Bill Moore teaches political science at the College of Charleston in South Carolina. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.